And if baseball doesn't get your heart pumping, you could check out the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street. Last weekend, it was the biggest thing at the box office.
Who are you?
Remember me?
Okay, Freddy Krueger, played in the new film by Jackie Earle Haley, scared the pants off a new generation so thoroughly that there are already plans for another one.
Since the original Nightmare on Elm Street was released in 1984, there's been another huge technological change in horror films. Cell phones. If teens in peril can just pull out their phones and call for help, the scary movie isn't quite so scary, is it? For member station KPBS, Beth Accomando reports.
There's no such thing as a reliable network for cell phone service in horror movies. Take the upcoming film, The Human Centipede. Two young women get stranded and are held captive by a mad surgeon.
There's no signal. What? There's no signal. There's always a signal.
Actually, there's not. Just look what happens to the family in the remake of The Hills Have Eyes. They discover that no matter how far technology advances, no signal is just the first of four basic limitations in the horror film provider package.
Find a signal?
No, nothing. 97% nationwide coverage and we find ourselves in that 3%.
Which brings us to the second plan limitation, cell phone battery life. It's even shorter than your life in a horror film, especially when you've got chatty friends like in The Roost.
Did you try your cell phone again?
Yeah, it's dead. You used up all the battery and you're talking to Mike.
The third issue is more user error, as in, whoops, I dropped the phone in the toilet, pool, sink, or like in Disturbia.
I dropped my phone in his car!
And finally, the killer himself can disrupt your service plan by destroying your phone or politely knocking it into the sink, as Michael Pitt does before terrorizing Naomi Watts in Funny Games.
Oh, God.
What? Oh, no!
I'm sorry.
But these genre cliches divide fans in San Diego's horror and action meetup group. Just ask Wayne Sherman and Dante Moran.
Oh, I don't have service. You had service when you were driving there, but as soon as the 6'9" mass killer with an axe comes out, cell phone doesn't work, the battery's dying, blah, 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 blah. And of course, there's no charger.
Some of the cliches make it a horror film. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it puts you in the right state of mind and so forth. But sort of you signed up for some of those things.
But maybe horror movies need to check out the service plan over at the end of the world Armageddon apocalypse genre. After all, cell phone service was quite robust in 2012. Everyone had service in that movie. Even the guy atop a mountain peak about to be wiped out by a tsunami could call his friend to say goodbye.
Sanem, where are you?
On the Nampan Plateau.
What?
Tidal wave coming from the east. It's gigantic.
That tidal wave is about to wipe out all of India, but there's still cell service. Now, if we can just find out who his provider is, maybe we can save those kids on Elm Street from a new Freddy Krueger. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.
And you can see all the ways filmmakers kill off cell phones in a video montage at our website, npr.org.
You know, we always have service at Morning Edition. You can find us all day on Twitter, at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. That's me.
We're also at facebook.com/NPR Morning Edition. And this is, of course, Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.